We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
I'm not feeling it that much because it appears.
Stu, I can't really hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right. Good morning, folks.
Nice to have you with us as I start again. And I have to say that. Are you feeling the pressure out there? The whole pressure building up around this gigantic case with this criminal ring that is controlling the, you know it, no other entity as big as it ever has in terms of the scandalous behavior. If you notice the way Obama covered it or his remarks, there has been no scandal. He worded it in a way that not even a sense of a mini scandal. I mean, you want to talk about absurdity and how to play with words, because there haven't been any indictments yet, and there have been there haven't been any prosecutions, and I think they're about to come in droves. That's what I think they're about, because I don't think there's any way to avoid it. And there is a report coming out today that will be of real consequence, and how fair it'll go, I don't know. So the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz, he was an Obama administration appointee, is scheduled to deliver this week on the DOJ, the FBI abuses during the 2016 campaign cycle. Remember, his last investigation of the FBI conducted advised a criminal referral for fired former deputy director Andrew McCabe, who has allegedly lied. He's lied to the in federal investigators. Now, let me see, up until this time, if I'm correct, you know, we've seen Jim McCabe, we've seen some firings, some people who will never be punished, like Lois Lerna and the IRS fiasco. It looks like the momentum is changing, because when you are continually deluded with facts, there has to be some kind of an outcome. And we've been missing this. And if you watch Sarah Carter, if you watch Dan Bongino, if you watch a lot of these wonderful, Fox analyst Greg Jarrett, who I want to get on here with his new book, there doesn't seem to be anywhere out. You know the movie, No Way Out? Doesn't seem to be anywhere out on this one. And is the stranglehold continues to pour in bits and pieces. It's going to be more and more and more to defend some of these cases that have seemed not straightforward, but camouflaged enough so that the prosecutorial forces in this country have been able to proceed at will. Now, I've said this on this show, and so have many others, 1,000 times. You know, tonight's exclusive major breaking story, you know, I think of Sean Hannity, of course, whose heart is in the right place. And these attempts at driving towards conviction, indictment and conviction, they haven't been getting anywhere. But now, basically, and I don't know what Rob Rosenstein can do, because he may be worse than J. Edgar Hoover, even though Sessions is supposed to run the show. And Michael Horowitz was an Obama administration appointee. It's like, you know what it is? It's like a chronic disease. Because once you get it, you can't get rid of it. Which is why I don't understand why none of these cases or indictments have come to their fruition. I'm not saying it will, I'm not saying it won't, but I'm saying evidential prosecution is coming more and more to the head on this entire matter than we have ever seen. And at some point, I say at some point, because this would be my wildest dream, that Hillary Clinton will find her head in the noose. Take it literal, take it figuratively, I don't care. She and Barack Obama are at the head of this criminal ring. And somebody's got to bring them down. And Devin Nunes gets my vote. Trump gets my vote. And I support them 100%. Although I must say the dark state is so dark and so dangerous. How far will these vengeful, hateful, fifth column leftists go to do this? And I say so many of them are so entangled at this point, more than you can expect. And that's what I'm counting for, because I'm looking for justice, not injustice. McCabe and at least a half a dozen other FBI employees quit and retired. They were fired or they were reassigned. I love this reassignment stuff. Well, I'd love to get reassignment. Of course, I've never worked for anyone, but I wonder what it would be like. Reassigned as a result of the fallout from the politicalization of the FBI. And as Obama left office, his chief of staff, Dennis McDonough, you remember that scoundrel? He strangely boasted that the Obama administration has been historically free of scandal. That's the conclusion Obama came to at the end of his eight-year tour. I don't have other scandals. I didn't have other scandals. Puzzling comments, puzzling assertions, given nearly all of the nonstop scandals during Obama's 8 years in office. Nobody having the guts to stand up. So I look at 2018, 2017, and there are others. But I have to say, congratulations, Devin Nunes. If the Republicans fall short on this, I get very concerned for the outcome of Devin Nunes' existence. No, I'm not saying this with a smile at all. You get people like Clinton and Obama, they won't stop at anything. And the public will just let these things go. That's the nature of a criminal organization. That's the nature of a mafia running things at the top. It's a pretty darn clandestine organization. And it's not one that you and I can fight readily, even if we have the facts. And if that doesn't scare off thousands, if not millions of people, I don't know what will. It scares me, and I'm not in government. So this is going to be an interesting day today to see what happens. And I hope justice prevails after not having prevailed for almost 10 years. It should be an open and shut case, but it isn't. And I think that report is supposed to come out at about noon today, is it, or 10 in the morning? And I don't know where we're going to go with the results of it. But I'm kind of optimistic. I'm more than a little optimistic because the amount of evidence is just, it's so overwhelming that I don't know how you can ignore it. And I don't know how a lot of these politicians at the top are going to find a way to kind of bury this. All right, we're going to take a break. Stay tuned. More coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
That's 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Sam Adams, and a friend of Stu Taylor. He's a great interviewer. He brings out the best in everybody that he talks to, and he helped me sell some books. Cheers.
Oh, 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 Jim.
Jennifer, it's 9:30 Eastern Time.
Stu, you're on.
I gotta go. I gotta. Someone will call you in 10 minutes. Yeah, but we have someone on. It's 88. He has your number. It's 88. Joining us is our guest here this morning, and his name is Jeffrey Adam. He is the author of Amongst Giants Revealed. The book is published by Fulton Books. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and FultonBooks.com. You can get a copy of it. This is really an interesting twitch and a compact story about, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let Jeffrey Adams reveal it based upon his personal approach to life and his worldview. Good morning. It's nice to have you on, Jeffrey.
He just hung up for some reason.
All right, we'll be here. We'll have him rejoin us. Let me know when you get him, Matt, and we'll put him right on. We've got a personal approach to the author's worldviews and other politics and policies in life, and it'll be interesting to see where Jeffrey takes us on this story. So stay with us. Here is, I don't think, and hopefully we won't have time to go back to the stories of the day, but just to recap, to re-highlight, Trump is accomplishing many, many things that nobody said was possible for him to accomplish. And he's accomplishing it with great skill, I must say. And I can't say I'm all that surprised, because nothing this guy does surprises me. So we're gonna put a close watch out on this. And we're looking at the Michael Cohen case and whether Michael Cohen needs a defense and how that will affect the inevitable outcome. He's certainly gotten himself in a peck of trouble, I'll tell you
that. Okay, Stu, we have him. We have him.
All right, we're going to go to our first guest. Sorry about the delay, folks. I don't know what happened, but joining us is Jeffrey Adam. The name of the book, Amongst
Giants Revealed. And it's a personal approach to the author's worldviews. The book is published by Fulton Books, as I said. And Jeffrey, welcome.
Thank you, Stu.
The book, it's really all-encompassing here. And I always wonder how people like you can get so much information with so much impact into a book that could reveal two or three life stories. Talk about that, how this book seems to have covered such a complement of your experiences and what it's based on.
All my experiences that I've had in life, I pretty much wrote down in 6 months. I got my inspiration from the love of my life. The book is about all kinds of ups and downs that I've had throughout the years. And I basically write about, you know, hope, fear, and the ups and downs that I've had in life. And I just try to find, like, a place of solitude in a quiet place where I can write everything that comes to mind.
And what are these experiences based upon? Can you give us an idea of what your views shed based upon your experiences?
Well, one of the things that I wrote about was about war in the Middle East, soldiers dying every day for our country. And, you know, and sometimes how a lot of these wars can come out from the greed of men, and that a lot of it's all for nothing. That's one of the poems, and I write a lot about that. I also write about the love stories that I've had throughout the years.
Well, why in poetic form, and could you just briefly read us a little bit of that poetry?
Well, what I'm going to read right now is about a slain warrior. I write, the slain warrior lies in a pool of blood, gasping his last breath. Consciousness in and out, thoughts of a child emerge into memory. Why, he asks one last time, as he falls victim to the sword. A brother has ended his life, sewn together, formed by one God alone. Now, this type of poem that I wrote right here is a lot different than the different poems that I've written in the past that are rhymed. It's more like a diary than anything. I also say, man ending his fellow kin's life, stealing away what waits for him. The call no mortal wants to hear or make. Fallen warriors fall upon the field. Battle rages on as the sickened lust of blood quenched the ruler's thirst. All is no longer fair in war, when by the push of a button all ends.
Hey, pretty good stuff. Where did this drive to write poetry emanate from?
Well, when I was younger, in eighth grade, my reading teacher gave us an assignment, Mrs. Brady, who also I dedicated the book to. She gave us an assignment to write a poetry paper, and I wrote about my uncle who passed away of AIDS that year. And then all of a sudden in high school, it just started taking off, and I started writing for friends, for family, and in the last couple of years, it's just really exploded in my life.
Is this going to be a big part of your life coming up?
It is a big part of my life, but right now I'm working two full-time jobs, so it's kind of like tough to write and find time to do stuff that I love to do also. Like, I love running, and I love lifting weights. So just fitting everything in is really tough. So
well, you find a way to do it. People who want to do things find a way to do it. What has what's been the response to this book?
I've gotten pretty good feedback from it, but it's going into a revision stage where I'm having some stuff fixed in the book with grammatical errors. So right now, the only way to obtain a copy is to get it on ebook on Amazon or any way you can obtain an ebook.
All right. I want to thank you very much. Great job, Jeffrey Adam.
Thank you very much,
Giants Revealed, published by Fulton. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Eric Bowling of the Fox News Channel. I wrote The Swamp. I was on with Stu Taylor doing a great interview. Love Stu. Always good to be back with Stu and speak to you soon.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise.
All right, we return with guest number three. We got a full, is it guest number two or three? It doesn't matter. We have a full pack show. And here to join us today is Jennifer Carrington, C-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N. She's the author of App Design Basics for Professionals. Oh, could I use that book? And it's published by Ex Libris. You can go to BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and ExLibris.com. She's here to join us. And Jennifer, welcome and congratulations to a book that it just has to have a lot of value. Why did you write it, and how do you ever put together something this comprehensive in one book?
Well, Stu, first of all, thank you so much for having me this morning. And, yes, inspiration behind this book is that years of experience for one thing, and then I've been owning a company called J. Carrington Associates. It's a branding firm, and we specialize in providing business branding strategies and success models for individuals, entrepreneurs, as well as academic students, grade 6 through college. So the initial inspiration behind that is that I was overwhelmed. I get a lot of emails, and I couldn't respond to. And I want to, you know, say that it's favor of God because I was getting clients' results. And so about a decade of being in business, I heard a lot of stories from small business owners as well as entrepreneurs about not getting enough traffic to their site or not gaining enough consistent revenue or donations for their nonprofit organization. Or I had some customer clients that had events they were trying to promote, no one showed up. But no matter, you know, what, I made sure that I maintain my number one motto is that I use the 80-20 rule because I found out with working through these projects with clients, it's the 80-20 rule that works the most and most efficient is that business is 80% relationships and 20% business. And so instead of answering all those emails every month, I was just inspired to create a platform, a single platform, that allowed my clients to solve all their problems at once. And so that was the inspiration behind this book. But I tell you, Stu, one thing that really changed my life is that it goes back to the 80-20 rules, how you treat people. Because I was on a conversation, a business call, and it changed my life because at the end of the call, I'm thinking I'm talking to, in a conference call, to two people, but at the end I heard a third voice, and they said, okay, hi, do you know who I am? I'm like, no. First of all, I didn't know you were on the line, but she said, my name is Dr. Valerie Daniels Carter. And it still didn't ring a bell at all. So, okay, I introduced myself. Again, it's about relationships, so I'll, you know, try to make sure I'm nice and polite, of course. Said, nice to meet you. She said, well, I'd like to be give you some suggestions and, you know, kind of tweak some things in this project that we're kind of wrapping up, if you don't mind. And I said, I'll accept, you know, accept it in the spirit that was given. She's very polite. But I tell you, after that conversation, I looked her name up. You know, Google is the Bible for the internet, and you just Google Valerie Daniels Carter. And I tell you, Sue, she kept her word because she said, I'd love to exchange information, and I'll be a mentor. And I found out that she was the owner of over 140 restaurants, including Burger King, Pizza Hut, Häagen-Dazs ice cream, She's the first African-American on the NFL board of directors. She's the chair for AAA. And I'm like, okay, yeah, she's going to call me. Okay, well, I just kind of put it behind me, and I thought it was another day. She kept her word, and she said, Jennifer, you need to expand this idea that you have where this platform, where you not only they're helping, assisting different clients, but, you know, why don't you expand? And so I wouldn't mind taking, you know, input from people who have that kind of experience. First of all, I didn't think she's going to call me back. She kept her word. So she is the inspiration behind the book. And then, of course, answering all the emails from people who had, you know, problems and things like that. And then I look at, you know, the difficulty between my book and other books. Like, I noticed that they're so complex. And so having an app or a platform where you not only can, you know, grab more clients and get more revenue, but you should be able to get instant feedback on customer relationship and have that kind of customer relationship management. It shouldn't be hard. So this platform is a companion to this book is an actual companion to the platform that I created. It's called Five Star App Maker. And I use the term five star because it's the same as, you know, keeping customer relationship. Anytime you go to a five star restaurant, five star hotel, it's talking about the customer relationship. And I think about mom and pop stores, you know, they're kind of going out of business. And just watch the news. A lot of people are sitting down. But you look at stores like Fortune 500, like Amazon, Walmart, they're winning the art of acquiring digital revenue. And they have one thing in common, apps. Because they're mastered the art of delivery.
Well, let me ask you this, Jennifer. Is there a need for everyone who's breathing it in the real world or small businesses to create an app?
I tell you what, I'll put it like this. If you don't jump on the digital bandwagon, you may be left behind. Just think about when, you know, when Internet came out. No, Internet came out. I'm telling my age a little bit. Not that old, but... You know, when the way things progress and change, but when the internet came out, you had things like Facebook and, you know, MySpace, things like that, but how things can shift. If you don't jump in that shift when it comes to technology, then you may just be left, you know, with the idea of maybe should I close or should I, you have to upgrade. And so it's not a necessity, but at the same time, I say, yes, it is, if you want to stay on top of it. Because if you think about it, too, there's about 1.2 billion apps in the App Store, and consumers spending about 8% of their time using apps on smartphones, it's proof that a lot of businesses who are not keeping up with technology can lose their business. So this particular book, App Design Basics for Professionals, is a step-by-step guide for individuals, business owners, is showing them how one single platform can drive traffic as well as provide instant analysis. And it could be the headquarters for small business individuals who are trying to start their business. But the main thing I would say is consistency, no matter what type of platform you're using. But with apps, it's the way to go because 90% of people use smartphones every day. Think about text messaging. That's an app. That's a message app. How often do people do that every day? So I would say, why not? You don't have, and then people think, oh, it's going to be so expensive or it's time consuming. I don't have time to do it. You don't have time to do it if you want to stay on the bandwagon. And then it's not that expensive because with us, it's only $60 a month. And then on the top of that, you think about it. When I sit down with my clients, again, it's all about customer satisfaction, customer experience. I think my problem was initially I had the problem with overdoing it and trying to make sure that the customer was satisfied. But at the same time, it's allowed me to grow to the point where I had to shift. Because I started out with graphic design, logos, branding, website, things like that. But it got to the point where it was overwhelming, and I had to shift because I'm answering their problem and coming up with a strategic plan for each type of business. Because I noticed there were four types. You have a person that's trying to sell a physical product, a nonprofit organization, a person that's trying to promote their event, and then the last type of person or business is a type of person who's either providing a service, goods, or consultation. And I noticed there was strategic plan and strategic process and a success model that I created for each type of customer that allowed them to grow on a consistent basis to the point where they could actually quit their 9-to-5 job. Case in point, well,
let me just give you
a
website. Your website, it's jennifercarrington.com. And how diverse is the group that you're looking to reach?
Again, we're looking. I just mentioned that it's a diverse group. So basically, we appeal to individuals, entrepreneurs, as well as academic students.
Yeah, but any special sectors?
No, not that. Actually, no. Because if you're in business or you're trying to promote. So if you're in any type of business that is, there's no special sectors. If you're trying to promote your product, now I would say, Stu, there are some things that I have to prove in the terms of I don't do anything that will, that'll be, racist or anything like that. Let's get real.
All right. It's been great having you on. You're a wealth of knowledge. Jennifer Carrington, App Design Basics. Or Professionals, written by Ex Libris. A valuable book, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, this is Stu Taylor. We'll wrap things up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long.
They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
Today's show on a tasty note, as we do every once in a while before. I was going to say before all this bad news just ropes us in, but quite frankly, there's been a tremendous amount of good news mixed in with this, and it gratifies me, and I know a lot of our listeners were sitting and enjoying the frustration and the anguish.
All right, Stu, we got him.
All right, no anguish here. Dan Hebenstreit, partner and manager for Seasons 52, located in Burlington, Mass. As well as Chestnut Hill, you can go to seasons52.com. And it's always exciting. Number one, I love to eat, as do most people. And number two, I never know what we're going to get for a surprise. New meals, new menus. Dan, welcome. Nice to have you.
Good morning, Stu. How you doing?
Okay, what do we got today?
Okay, well, as you know, we talked about it last week or a week and a half ago. We have our summer menu rollout that's going to start on Tuesday, June 19th. As a lot of our regular guests know, we change our menu seasonally, the season 52. So we're rolling to our summer menu, which is my personal favorite menu. So we make some changes. We make about a 30% change throughout the menu. Our core items stay the same. So we'll change out our flatbread. For example, we have a new all-vegetable flatbread starting on the 19th. It's going to have some ribboned zucchini, carrots. It replaces a flatbread that was very popular about a year ago, our artichoke flatbread. So this one, we've tasted it. It's got an amazing flavor profile, and we think a lot of our guests are going to be happy with it. We change our soups out. We're going to have a wonderful corn soup coming on for the summer, a brand new soup that we haven't done before, our tortilla soup, which is, I tasted it, it's amazing. And that essentially replaces the chicken chili that we had last year. For some new salads, we change our spinach salad. We go from strawberries to raspberries. It's a nice change with some 15-year-old balsamic vinaigrette drizzled across the top. But as I said, some of our core menu items stay the same, so you can still get your favorite filet, New York strip, roasted chicken and salmon. One of the things that we do have coming on, which is seasonal, is our wild salmon, which is coming from Alaska. And again, that item moves very well in the restaurant. A lot of our guests look forward to the wild salmon when it comes on. Sometimes they'll forego a visit to us until the salmon is on the menu. So that has a tremendous guest satisfaction on the wild salmon. We have some new desserts coming on. Mini desserts are one of our signature items. We have a hazelnut dessert coming on. We have a wonderful blueberry cheesecake coming on. Later on in the summer, we'll have our velvet red cake coming on. So there's a lot of changes going on, Stu. But again, for some of our guests that like the core menu items, those don't change. Again, like filet, chicken, scallops.
Wow. So when's the official open date for the summer menu?
So it's going to be Tuesday the 19th, June 19th.
Tuesday, June 19th. Wow, we're right there. Can't wait to come over, but I got to get over there to get another of the old menus in. Because it's always great, but there's always just an outstanding surprise, Dan. And what are we talking about for bookings for special occasions coming up, Father's Day, et cetera? Anything special?
Well, it's funny. We talked about it before. You know, Mother's Day is the biggest holiday that we have all year, and poor fathers get forgotten. It's always a very last-minute affair. So, and many fathers probably have forgotten that Father's Day is, in fact, this Sunday. So we have plenty of room for Sunday. Again, we in the restaurant industry, we get it. It's going to be probably a nice day. But if you don't have plans, if you don't feel like spending it outside over a barbecue, and you want to come enjoy a great seasonal meal, come into Season 2 on this Sunday. Again, we have plenty of reservations still available. I do recommend that you make a reservation. But again, we still have a lot of space, and we're going to be open from 10 a.m. till 9 o'clock, and we'll be serving dinner menu all day. We have a great wine feature that we've got going on for now until in through September, so you can take advantage of that on Father's Day. We have a Windracer Pinot Noir coming from Russian River Valley out in California. Sonoma makes some of the best Pinots in that state. Opulent, exotic, luscious. It's more of a full-bodied Pinot Noir. And then, as you mentioned, some of our private dining, we're still going strong with some private dining. A lot of the businesses in our area are wrapping up their fiscal year ends and finalizing some plans and strategies for the new year. They're having dinner and meetings in our restaurant just about every night. This past week has been extremely busy with them. And, of course, we have the social events, birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations. So we're always available for that, too.
Always curious to see why I never can quite put it all together because I'm not in the restaurant business. But you drive around all the time and say, whoops, whoa. Look at this restaurant. What a great success. And it's packed and it's jammed. And I can name a number of them in the area, and so can you. There's got to be something a little more behind what you do, because I'm talking about top-notch restaurants. And every time you go in or you go by, you say, it's mob. You can't even get in.
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. And having been in this industry for a good 24 years now, I think what it comes down to, and you can read about it in social media, certainly we know statistically in the surveys that we do, guests are looking for a place that they can call their favorite. Okay, so there are a lot of great restaurants out there, and you know there's a lot of great chefs and a lot of great teams that can put together great food, and ambiance and whatnot. But I think generally speaking, the big differentiation between the favorite restaurants are how do we make the guests feel when they visit us? How friendly are we from the valet to the host stand to the servers to our chefs to the managers? And I think that the truly successful restaurants are able to capture that vibe and that feel and make the guests really feel welcome and really feel like they are the priority for us. And I think we do that well in our restaurant. I think we do it well as a brand, and I think we certainly do it well in our market. And as you pointed out, we're a very busy restaurant, and I think that feel that guests get when they come in, that goes a long way.
Well, you keep doing it. I don't know how you do it. I admire you, and it's like the great ball players. They make it look so flawless and easy and part of what you do every single day, and you've done that amazingly with amazing effective precision. And I always try to be careful what I say, except that I think I'm safe when I say, ain't been to a better restaurant, and it's a joy for me to look forward to it. I'll see you over there very soon, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great day, Dan, and all of you listening as well. We'll see you back tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.